Happy Easter Sunday worship. Welcome everyone. 感谢主，今天是复活节，我们来欢庆主他自己的复活。这是一个很特别的主日，我们感谢主，你们都可以来。Thanks the Lord, everyone is here. Okay, all right, praise the Lord. Okay, 我们有两节的经文，我们读完以后，两处的经文读完以后，我们就把时间交给敬拜团队。第一处是 The first place is from Isaiah chapter 53 verse 4 through 6. 以赛亚书53章4到6节，这是耶稣应验了以赛亚的预言。我们好不好一起同声来念？我们一起同声来念，中文英文都可以。 OK， 他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，神被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，各人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。这是第一处的经文，我们一起来读。我们看到他主耶稣他应验了以赛亚的预言，已经700年前的预言实现了。好，下一个继续在第七节第八节，也是再次的提醒我们，我们一起来念。 Let's read together。 他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口，他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。他也是这样不开口，因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他从事的人，谁想到他是从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？哇，是因我百姓的罪过。今天我们看到他是像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，然后呢，他在剪像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，但是我们看到他是为我们的罪死在十字架上。我们感谢主，我们今天就请敬拜团队上来，我们一起来赞美敬拜带领。
Happy Easter again. Actually, can you say Happy Easter to your neighbors?
Happy Easter!
Happy Easter. We are best. We are here today to celebrate once more the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Because the grave is empty, death has been defeated forever.We will sing a song, it is very familiar to everybody. Can you get to the PowerPoint? But when we sing, may we not only acknowledge Him as the Lord of this Sunday only, but invite Him to reign over every moment of our everyday lives. So the four of us here will sing first, but I ask you to pray in your deep heart with accurate.We sing Amen, reaffirming that He is your personal Lord and my personal Lord. 所以我们四位会先唱一遍，请我们唱的时候，请大家心里面可以默想，可以用 Amen 来回应，迎接这位主成为我们每一位生命的主。It's a different PowerPoint, different vibe. It is open already. Yeah, keep going. was in Chinese and then English. It's pretty funny. grief could not hold him, as we just crippled him through he arose. Our Savior conquered over death and rose in victory. But his resurrection is more than just a remarkable event in history. It is the very power that transforms our lives today. He arose and he lives today and forever. 坟墓不能拒见我们的，他已胜过死亡。主的复活改变了我们的生命，他起来了，他仍然活着，永永远远。我们现在请诗班，我们先是诗歌，主活着。He lives.
时间，我们一起祷告。We have a time open to the prayers for congregations. If you're touched, you all can open your mouth to praise. 恩主，我们感谢你，今天你还是活在我们当中，你与我们同行，与我们交谈。主是的，生命有许多的窄路，我们都要过去。主，我们感谢你，救恩临到这我们每一个人，让我们就能够知道如何的来欢庆，以及我们愿意把主你自己接受到我们心里，成为我们的救主，每天与主同行，在光中能够行走。主，我们感谢你，让我们这段赞美的时间能够达到宝座的面前。主，得蒙主你自己的悦纳。主，我们这样感恩赞美敬拜，都是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。阿们。
主，你已经复活并且升天，成为我们的大祭司。
阿们。
主啊，你是常年活着为我们祈求。
是。
主啊，因此我们今天来到你的脚前，主，我们向你俯伏敬拜。
阿们。
主啊，正如诗歌所唱着，主，你今天仍然活着与我交谈，与我同行，而且生命载入一同走。
阿门。
主啊，我们感谢你，在我们一生的生命一生的生命当中，我们的生活，我们的侍奉，我们的见证，都说明一件事情：主，你是永远活着的主。
阿门。
主，你还是一位那位荣耀再来的基督。
是。
主，我们感谢你，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
阿
门。
亲爱的主，你永远活在我们弟兄姐妹的心中。主啊，你领导我们沿着十字架的道路向前，向前，永远向前。
阿门。
祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督名。
阿门。
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你，在这复活的清晨，我们感谢你的恩典，以来纪念你。我们感谢你的恩典，让我们在这个和平安宁的环境下能够敬拜你。主啊，你这个恩典是无穷的，愿你的恩典从这里能够到地界，知道那些战火纷飞的地方，愿和平君王的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Amen。
要感谢我祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
No power over you. You are the risen Lord. And because you live, we can face you.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We can turn to the online participants. If you are online, you can open your mouth to pray. If not, okay. Lord, thank you for today. You gather us here to celebrate your resurrection. Thank you, Lord. You save each one of us and bring us out of the darkness. And today we can walk in your light because your love and grace reach out to us. Yes, the tomb is empty because you have risen. So today we can celebrate, we can listen your words and continue to follow you. Lord, thank you. You will send down the Holy Spirit to let us understand more about what you say. Lord, we thank you for today's worship. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Please be seated.我们今天跟往常的聚会有点不一样。第一个主日通常我们有交通分享，我们把它挪到下个礼拜。那今天我们有主日的信息，所以待会儿如果侯明弟兄他准备好的话，他会把这段纪念我 Remember Me 这段的信息跟我们分享，是从哥林多前书11章23到26节。好，我们把时间交给洪明弟兄。
He is risen.
主已经复活起来。
感谢赞美主。
Thank the Lord.
今天是一个特别的日子。
Today is a special day.
我们在这里一同的来庆祝主耶稣基督他的复活。
We come here and celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣为我们复活了。
Because he's risen for us.
在主耶稣复活的那天的早晨，
On the day of resurrection,
有莫大拉的玛利亚
Mary Magdalene,
有约亚拿
and Joanna,
还有雅各的母亲
and Mary the mother of James,
来到主耶稣的坟墓前来敬拜他的时候
came to the tomb to worship him.
天使对他们说他不在这里。
The angel said to them, he is not here.
他已经复活了。
He has risen.
弟兄姊妹，当我们听到这个消息的时候，我们多么的渴望，我们是当时的被告知这个消息其中的一位。
We surely desire to be among those who heard this news.
我们多么想快步的跑到那空空的坟墓前来见证这一刻。
And we surely desire to run swiftly to the empty tomb to see for ourselves to witness.This moment.
因为在这一刻主耶稣为我们复活了。
Because our Lord has risen at that very moment.
他复活了，他的确复活了。
He has risen. He is risen.
当天使告诉这三位的姐妹，让他们纪念主在加利利的时候告诉他们的话。
And the angel reminded these three sisters of what the Lord had said to them while he was in Galilee.
说主耶稣在三天以后他要复活。
And our Lord will rise three days.
这件事就是在第三日，也就是在今天，主耶稣基督就成就了。
And indeed, it has been accomplished on the day of resurrection.
天使让他们纪念主耶稣说的话，也提醒我们说，三天之前主耶稣在预备圣餐的时候对我们说的话。
And the angels report this great news also remind them what the Lord has told them three days when he set the Lord's table.
对不起，那个遥控器没在我这里，能不能请感谢主，万事效力，感谢主。那主耶稣嘱咐的话，我们今天还在我们的耳旁回荡。
Yeah, and the words of the Lord are still surrounding our ears.
我们一起来读一下《哥林多前书》11章23节到26节。
Let's read again First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 26.
主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开说：“这是我的身体， 为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃着饼喝着杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。这一段的经文我们不能再熟悉了。
This is one of the most familiar verses that we have.
我们每年的复活节和 Good Friday 我们要都要读这个经文。
We read this, read this every Easter and Good Friday.
我们每月的第一个主日，我们的薄饼圣餐，我们也都读这个经文。
We also read this every time, every first Sunday of the month that we have the Lord's table together, we read this verse.
神这一段的话对我们并不陌生。
It's not foreign to us.
但是今天让我们把这个话打开，我们看看神这个话他要我们在做什么。
Let us open these words and dig deeper.
这里边有三个内容。
There are three aspects here.
主耶稣他的身体为我们裂开。
It's his body broken for us.
他为我们舍命。
And he forsake his life for us.
他让我们如此行是如何行呢？
He asked us to do this. How we do it?
他让我们在他的，他要在我们，让我们在他的身体当中，要我们在基督里。
To be in his body, in Christ.
我们在他里边有神的同在。
AndIn him we have the presence of God.
我们在他的身体里边，我们有神他建的教会。
And in him we are within the church that he established.
神要在教会当中建造我们，进入到他的国度。
And God will build us into his kingdom.
这几天的经文我们也看到，主流出了宝血，成就了新约。
And we saw Lord Jesus has shed his blood and has fulfilled the new covenant.
这个新约是因着耶稣他的宝血让我们的罪得赦。
And because of his precious blood that our sins are forgiven.
今天我们庆祝纪念的是主耶稣基督在坟墓中三天后为我们复活。
And today we celebrate that after three days in tomb, our Lord has resurrected.
他为我们复活，要让我们和他一同的复活，进入到神的国度。
So that we can all rise with him into the kingdom of God.
成为他宝贵的子民。
And to become his precious citizen.
主耶稣在这经文里边多次提到了要纪念我。
And Lord mentioned multiple times to remember him.
当我们说到纪念的时候，我们都会说让我们想起来，让我们不要忘记。
And when we use the word remembrance, we often think about to think again so that we don't forget.
我们要知道这件事。
We need to know about it.
可是主耶稣的纪念，他要表达的是，他要重新时常的要让我们记住。
But when Jesus said in remembrance of me, that's different. He wants us to do it specially.
让我们每事每时每刻的记住。
In every moment, in every occasion, we need to remember.
这还不够，他要我们不但记住，还让我们在行动，在我们的行道中要见证主耶稣基督对我们说的话。
Not only that, the word in remembrance means that in our daily walk, we need to testify his word.
他告诉我们说他要再来，但是主耶稣告诉我们说我们要忍耐，要等候他的再来。
And Jesus told us that he will come again, but he told us to wait in patience.
这个等候不是在被动的在家等候。
It's not a passive wait at home.
而是主要让我们积极的等待。
It is an active waiting.
我们下面我们会看如何叫积极的等待。
And we'll look below what it means to be active waiting.
所以今天我们虽然熟悉的经文，我们一起来再来复习一下这经文要给我们所说的话。那今天的主题是纪念我。
And all these are our familiar verses, and we use it to for our subject today. And today's subject is to remember me.
提醒我们主耶稣基督的宝血，他让我们纪念神的救赎。
It is the precious blood of the Lord remind us in the remembrance of God's redemption.
主耶稣要借着他裂开的身体，让我们纪念神的国度。
And through his broken body, our Lord asks us to remember his kingdom in remembrance of the kingdom.
主耶稣让我们在纪念中等候，是要我们在行道中等候。
And also, we are waiting as doers of the word.
我们都知道主耶稣的宝血是大能的宝血。
We know that the precious blood of the Lord is powerful.
这宝血有医治的功效。
It has the power of healing.
它因着宝血，它赦免了我们的罪，洁净了我们的罪。
Because this precious blood has cleansed us and forgiven us.
以弗所书一章七节说，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our transgressions, according to the riches of his grace.
我们知道神这个宝血是恩典的宝血。
We know that this precious blood is the blood of grace.
不是我们原本配，而是主他实在是在恩典中，他爱我们每一个人。
Not that we are worthy, but because of his love and his grace.
这宝血还有一个洁净的一个功效。
And this precious blood also have the power of cleanse.
我们在前几次的这个主日敬拜的时候，我们学习了亚伯拉罕，神与亚伯拉罕立的盟约。
And last few Sundays we learned that the covenant that God has made with Abraham.
其中最重要的在里边是要完全的顺服神，要圣洁。
The most important requirement is to be holy, to be obedient to God.
神把盟约赐给了以色列人。
And God gave this covenant to the Israelites.
可是以色列人并做不到。
But Israel failed on it.
因为他们没有我们今天所得赎的宝血。
Because they haven't received the precious blood that we receive today.
今天我们是有福的。
Today we are blessed.
主耶稣赐下了他的宝血，清洁了我们。
Lord Jesus has given us his precious blood and cleansed us.
希伯来书九章十四节，何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
As on Hebrew chapter 9 verse 14, How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without blemish to God,purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
神的宝血能赎罪，能洁净。另外一个，还有一个功效，它能弥合我们跟神的关系，与神和好。
And the precious blood of Christ not only have the power of healing, not only have the power of forgiving, but also have the power of reconciliation.
伊甸园，我们的先祖犯了罪，世人都犯了罪。
Our ancestor sinned in the Garden of Eden. We all have sinned.
Yeah, 因为这个罪，我们的罪人和神之间就有一条鸿沟，有一个帘子。
And because of sin, that sinners, there's a huge gap between man and God. There's a veil.
这条帘子，我们靠人没有办法跨越。
And no one can cross this veil.
主耶稣基督的宝血把这条帘子给裂开了。
And the precious blood turned this veil apart.
当主耶稣在十字架上，他要咽气的那一刻，他要死去的那一刻，幕帘从中间裂开。
And on the cross, when our Lord gave his last breath, the veil has been torn from up.
这裂开的帘子象征的是我们跟神借着耶稣基督的宝血合而为一。
It resembles that We are one through the blood of Jesus.
是因着他的宝血，让我们与神恢复了关系。
And because of His precious blood, that the relationship between us and God has been restored.
我们还看到宝血的有一个很大的能力，大能，就是能够战胜仇敌。
Another great power of this precious blood is to overcome enemies.
我们通常在祷告当中，我们求神保护我们，不被撒旦攻击我们。
And many times we pray that God will protect us so that we wouldn't be attacked by our enemy.
但是靠着我们自己，我们没有办法与撒旦打仗。
But we cannot battle with Satan by ourselves.
主耶稣赐下了宝血，让我们靠着他的宝血能够与撒旦征战，并且能够战胜撒旦。
And Jesus gave us His precious blood so that we can fight with Satan with it and overcome Satan.
我们还记得在创世纪三章十五节，神说：“女人的后裔要伤撒旦的头。”
And we also remember that in Genesis 3:15 that said, "The offspring of a woman shall bruise the head of Satan."
在主耶稣上十字架为我们流血宝血的那一刻，这句话成就了。
On the moment that Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross and shed His precious blood, this has been accomplished.
我们的神得胜了。
Our God overcome.
神也让我们借着他的宝血得胜。
And also, through His precious blood, we can also overcome.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那下面我们看主耶稣基督他为我们裂开的身体。
And now we see the broken body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们回顾的时候，我们知道主耶稣身体为我们裂开。
And we know that our Lord's body has been broken for us.
当下他的身体为我们建造了教会。
And now he built church with his body.
主在受审的时候，他说他被拆毁的殿，他在三日必用他的身体建造起来。
When our Lord has been on the court, He said that you tear this temple apart, I will build it up in 3 days.
神是在说他要建造他的教会。
And He said that He will build up His church.
神要成就神的国度。
God will accomplish His kingdom.
哥林多前书12章27节，你们就是基督的身子。并且各自做肢体。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27, Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it.
这就是主耶稣基督他身体的果效。
And that is the effect of his body.
他把我们互为肢体建造在这个教会当中。
And he put us as individually as members of this body and to build his church.
他让我们像葡萄树一样，我们枝子彼此的连接，我们一起的与神连接，因为他是教会的头。
And we are kind of like the branches on the vine. He built us that way because he's the head of the church.
以弗所书4章16节，全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按其各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助。便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
As in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, make the body grow so that it builds itself up in love.
神用自己的身体为我们建造了教会。
And God built up this church for us with his body.
他让我们在教会中彼此连接，有神来带领我们成长。
He wants us to join with each other in his church and grow together.
他要成就一个更大的计划。
And he will accomplish a bigger plan.
那就是他要用借着他的身体在教会中要建造他的国度。
He will build his kingdom through his body.
这个国度的建立，我们如果回想，我们还能想起来，当耶和华和亚伯拉罕立约的时候，他说：“国要从你的后裔而出。”
And we can recall that when Jehovah set the covenant with Abraham, he said that the kingdoms will come from you, nations will come from you.
主耶稣基督借着他裂开的身体成就了这个约。
And through his broken body, Jesus fulfilled this covenant.
他要万国蒙福，这万国就是我们包括我们在座的每一位。
And all nations will be blessed, and this includes every one of us sitting here.
他要我们都成为他国度的子民。
And we all become his people in his kingdom.
当下我们还在教会。
And now, we're still in church.
但是我们要进入神的国度。
But we'll enter the kingdom of God.
哥罗西一章十三节说，他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
As in Colossians 1:13, he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved son.
这个国度就是神在盟约中应许我们的国度。
This is the kingdom that God has promised us in his covenant.
这给我们了一个极大的盼望。
That gives us a great hope.
也就是他让我们同基督复活这件事是真实的。
So it proves it is true that it is a fact that we have resurrected with the Lord.
这里有哥林多前书两节的经文，十五章十六节，因为死人若不复活，基督也就没有复活了。十七节，基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。
And just as in the Corinthians that if there's no resurrection of the dead, then no one will resurrect. And if Christ has not resurrected, and you are hopeless.
我们今天确信主耶稣基督为我们留下的宝血已经成就了他的计划。
And we have the confidence that because our Lord has shed his blood, he has accomplished his plan.
那空空的坟墓已经印证，已经见证了主耶稣的复活是真实的。
The empty tomb testifies the truth of the resurrection.
我们知道撒旦他借着各种各样的方式来干扰我们，用通过各种各样的方式试图来论证这个坟墓空不是耶稣基督的复活。
And we know that Satan through all kinds of schemes he want to disturb us to prove that the empty tomb don't necessarily prove the resurrection of Christ.
但这些试图，这些企图都失败了。
But all these attempts failed.
因为耶稣基督的复活有门徒的见证。
Because the resurrection of Christ has a testimony of the disciples.
更有真实无误的圣经为我们做见证。
And also the testimony from the true Bible.
复活是我们极大的盼望。
And the resurrection is our great hope.
当一个病人在医院的时候，最绝望的事是医生告诉我，你回家想吃点什么就吃点什么吧。
And the most hopeless thing a patient encounter in church in hospital is that when doctor says that just go home and eat whatever you want to eat.
相反，最大的盼望在医院当中是医生告诉我，明天手术，手术七天出院，你的病得医治。
On the contrary, the most hopeful thing is when the doctor says that you will have operation and you will be out of hospital in 7 days.
你的病会得救。
And you will be healed.
主耶稣的复活给我们带来了更大的盼望。
And the resurrection of Lord Jesus brought the greater hope to us.
他不但是让我们的肉身活几十年，最多一百年。
Not only that our flesh can live a couple more decades,
而是他要让我们在他的国度中永远与神同住。
But that our will live with the Lord in his kingdom forever.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们有如此的盼望的时候，我们还会担忧吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, if you have such a hope, will you still worry?
今天这个世界我们知道纷乱、黑暗、各种各样的 我们不愿意看到的事发生。
And we know in today's world it's a such a disturbing world and it's in darkness. So many things that we don't like to see happens.
主耶稣的复活，他有没有让我们看到主仍然在掌权？
And the resurrection, did it remind you that our God still in control?
主耶稣对我们说，不要怕，这一切都在神的掌管之中。
And Jesus said, do not be afraid, our God is in charge.
他的话就像一个亮光，在这个黑暗中给我们刺下，让我们见到这个光亮。
His word is like light in the darkness.
他这个复活，主耶稣的复活，也为我们在他为我们建立了一条通向神国度的道路。
And his words give us a way to the heaven.
这条，在这条路上，如果我们跟随神的光亮，我们就不会迷失。
And we follow the light on this way, and we will not be lost.
感谢赞美我们的主。
Thank and praise the Lord.
那我们的盼望在基督，在耶稣基督的复活里边，我们知道我们已经不再被伤痛所困扰。
And in the resurrection of God, of the Lord, our hope is that we will not be dispersed by our sickness.
我们不再被罪，被罪所捆绑。
We will not be bounded by sin.
不再被死亡所辖制。
We will not be bounded by death.
因为我们要和主耶稣一同的复活。
Because we will resurrect with our Lord Jesus together.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
这也是主耶稣基督在被卖的那一夜让我们纪念他的话。
This is what our Lord asked us to remember him on the day when he was betrayed.
主耶稣也告诉我们说，让我们等候他的再来。
Jesus told us to wait for his second coming.
我们刚才在引言的时候说到，这种等待不是一种消极的等待。
In the introduction, we said that it is not a passive waiting,
而是在信心与盼望中的等待。
But an active waiting in hope and faith.
他让我们的眼目始终注视在神身上。
And that let us fix our eyes on him.
不要被眼前的风浪所干扰。
Do not be disturbed by the waves in front of us.
撒旦他是非常的诡诈。
And we know that Satan, he's very deceitful.
他会让我们在安逸中安静。
And he will let us enjoy the quietness in comfort.
让我们在安逸中迷失。
And he will let us lose ourselves in comfort.
他也会借着黑暗来攻击我们，说这个世界是没有希望的。
And Satan will also attack us in dark and make us to think that the world is hopeless.
但当我们知道主耶稣基督再来的脚步近了的时候，他的计划、他的救赎、他的国度要成就的时候，我们就不会再被撒旦的诡计得逞。
And if we know that the footsteps of our Lord is near and his plan will be accomplished soon,that we will not be disturbed by Satan.
主让我们要敬虔，要圣洁，像他一样圣洁。
And Lord command us to be holy and godly.
他并不是说，当我们在主日来到教会的时候，我们要敬虔。
But it's not just on the Sunday and during the worship.
他是让我们每时每刻都。
This command is to be holy and godly on every moment.
他让我们时时刻刻尊主为大。
And every moment to magnify our Lord.
他让我们做每一件事的时候都要思想神的圣洁。
To think of God's holiness in everything.
就像亚伯拉罕在一个三岔路口的时候，他选择了筑坛来敬拜神，来跟随神。
Just like Abraham when he's facing the crossroad,His choice was to build an altar to worship God.
也求主帮助我们，当在做决定的时候，我们真的从神寻求，求他的圣洁。
May Lord help us that whenever we need to make a decision, seek the Lord.
让神帮助我们做合乎他心意的决定。
May God help us to make a decision that is acceptable to God.
让我们过他喜悦的每天的生活。
Let us live a life that's pleasing to Him.
主让我们等候，他让我们要不间断的追求，要不停歇的侍奉。
Lord command us to wait, to pursue, and to serve.
路加福音十二章三十五节，你们腰里要束上带，灯也要点着，自己好像仆人等候主人从婚宴的宴席上回来。他来到叩门，就立即给他开门。主人来了，看见仆人警醒，那仆人就有福了。
Stay dressed for action and keep your lamp burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks.
神让我们像这个仆人一样的警醒，来在渴慕中等候。
God command us to wait like the servant, to wait in zeal.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的腰束上了吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, have we has our loin girded?
我们的灯是否随时在点着？
Are our lamps burning?
我们的灯油是不是充足？
Do we have oil in the lamp?
主耶稣要我们勤奋。
And God commanded us to be diligent.
让我们在信心、德行、知识、节制、忍耐、谦敬、爱弟兄的心和爱众人的心上都要成熟。
And we need to be mature in diligence, faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity.
我们在这些品格上成长，就是往那个灯油里边加油。
To grow in these virtues is to add the oil to the lamp.
最近我毕业的华神，他们就是邀请我参加了一个加油站。
And recently, the seminary that I graduated from, they invited me to go to attend a gas station.
非常的感恩，这个加油站要借着和其他的牧人一同的分享，借着这牧师们的鼓励，让我们能够跟随主，不停歇，在积极的等候。
Thank the Lord. I'm very grateful that through the encouragement of other fellow pastors and co-workers that I learned how to wait and serve the Lord.
我想我们众弟兄姊妹，我们都需要这样的加油站。
And I feel like brothers and sisters, we all need this kind of gas station.
我们今天在这里相聚，不但是要纪念复活节，我们实际神在借着今天的聚会，在给我们每一位弟兄姊妹加油。
And we gather here today not just to remember Easter day, but our Lord will add oil for every one of us.
罗马书十二章十一节，勤奋。不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
And Romans chapter 12 verse 11, do not be slothful in zeal, be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord.
神让我们在勤奋的服侍中等候他的再来。
And God commands us to wait his coming in diligent service.
我们知道这种服侍不是说我们要挽着袖子做一件具体的事。
And not only that, we will take up our sleep and just do the actual work.
它是让我们敬拜他，在敬拜中服侍主。
But also to serve in worship.
今天我们在这里纪念主的复活，神让我们纪念他。
And today, we come here to in remembrance of the Lord.
我们纪念主，不只是在理论上知道，
not a theoretical knowing，
也不是一年一度的被提醒，或者说一个月一次的被提醒。
Not only it's a annually or a monthly reminder，
而是让我们心里 随时每时每刻都纪念我们的主。
But actually, we remember our Lord every moment of our life.
让我们在每日的生活中，让我们行道见证我们的主。
Let's have our walk testifying for the Lord in our daily life.
这是主耶稣基督在被卖的那一夜，他让我们纪念他的意义。
This is what our Lord commanded us on the night when he was betrayed.
愿主祝福我们每一位弟兄姊妹，我们每一个家庭。
May Lord bless every one of us, every family of us.
我们一起在教会里纪念我们的主，我们也在家中，也在你工作的岗位上，我们都纪念我们的主。
Let us remember our Lord in church, at home, and at work.
愿神宝血的功效继续在我们身上。
May the effect of the precious blood of God be upon us.
愿神他为我们裂开的身体要成就要建立的国度在我们每个人身上都能够成就。
And may the broken body to accomplish to build up the kingdom of God, may this accomplish on us.
愿我们的生命能够让神喜乐。
May we live a life that's pleasant to the eyes of the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
But we thank you.
在这复活的早晨，你提醒我们说，你要我们纪念你。
On the resurrection morning, you reminded us to remember you.
让我们纪念你，你的宝血成就了救赎。
Let us remember that your precious blood has accomplished the salvation.
你的身体要在教会中建造、建立你的国度。
Your body will build up to be the kingdom of God.
主，我们感谢你，你在恩典中这样的爱我们。
Lord, we thank you for your love and grace.
你让我们这原本不配的，成为你宝贝，成为你的宝贝。
And us, we are not worthy, but we become the precious treasure in your eyes.
让我们成为你国度的宝贵基业。
And we become precious portion in your kingdom.
主啊，求圣灵作为我们脚前的灯和路上的光，来引领我们每天向前的脚步。
And may Holy Spirit lead us as the light on the path.
求圣灵让我们的心里火热。
May Holy Spirit give us a heart that's zeal for the Lord.
我们愿意一同的来敬拜你，来服侍你。
We came here to worship you and serve you.
主啊，愿我们对你都有一句心声，愿我和我家都来服侍我们的主。
As we can all say sincerely that as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord.
感谢主，求你祝福众弟兄姊妹。
May you bless every brothers and sisters.
这样的感恩、祷告和祈求，都是奉我主宝贵的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.